An Accra High Court will on Thursday, July 13, hear the motion on whether to strike out reliefs and pleadings filed by GJA President Aspirant Lloyd Evans and three other aspirants against the current executive of the association and the 2017 Election Committee. Egbert Fable, who is representing the GJA and the Election Committee, in a motion dated June 16, 2017, called on the court to strike out the plaintiff's pleadings and to dismiss the instant suit as well as the accompanying affidavit. We bring you the details.
The term of office of the current executive under the leadership of Roland Afolmoni had expired since May 2, 2016. The elections, which were supposed to have taken place on March 31, 2016, failed to come off with the explanations that GJA elections are not held during national elections. However, the current executive, without recourse to the association's constitution, decided to open nominations for elections on February 16, 2017 to February 27, after the candidates had filed their nominations, paid the required fees and gone through vetting. Some of the contestants were disqualified by the Elections Committee on the grounds that they had breached the 2004 constitution of the GJA. The disqualified candidates appealed against their disqualification to the GJA Election Dispute Adjudication Committee, and after the hearing process, these candidates were cleared to participate in the elections. The reports of the Adjudication Committee lifted the indefinite postponement of the elections and advised the Elections Committee to allow the election process to go ahead. The Elections Committee never paid heed to the Adjudication Committee's report, whose decisions are final, but rather decided to reopen fresh nominations in a press release dated May 15, 2017, after a series of letters to the Election Committee by the four journalists, Lloyd Evans, Francis Kokuche, Kofi Eboah and Vance Azu, drawing the committee's attention to the illegality and unconstitutional nature of their decision and the refusal of the committee to respond to their concerns. The four decided to appeal to the Superior Court for redress. The four journalists on June 2, 2017, therefore filed an ex parte motion for an order for interlocutory injunction on the GJA executive and the Elections Committee from reopening nominations for the association's election for 2017. It is therefore the claim of the four journalists that they had already been vetted and approved as qualified to contest the elections by the Election Adjudicating Committee in their report of 2017, and it is gross abuse of powers for the defendants and the Elections Committee to trample on their rights. Mr. Seth Wood of the Faith Chambers, who is representing the four journalists in their statement of claim against the defendants, asked for the following reliefs: a declaration that the current executives of the association are in office illegally, that all acts, orders and decisions of the defendants and the executives of the association are null and void, that the affairs of the association are not in the safe hands of the defendant and current executives of the association, and perpetual injunction against the defendant. All current national executives of the association, the Elections Committee, their agent or whomsoever of the association, from proceeding to take any actions in connections with the elections of executives of the Ghana Journalists Association for 2017.
A news desk reports on a court suit against the GJA.
We are live on Radio Ghana News at 1.